Matt Johnson, the Lake County HRA director, is with me by phone. Thank you so much, Matt, for being here this morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
All right. Wonderful. I think we should start with just a overview of your role as director of Lake County HRA. I think most listeners know that, you know, the county's been through a lot of different things with housing. So tell us a little bit about your role and how you got here.
Okay, so I've been the HRA director, which stands for Housing and Redevelopment Authority, since July of 2023. And over the last year and a half, been settling into the community and working on rehabbing Lakeview Apartments, which the county owns, which is 17 units that is approximately a block away from North Shore Lumber. Established a housing trust fund. We've been building single-family homes. Our first one is on display on 4th Avenue, which is about at the halfway mark, and trying to develop a rehab program for housing rehab and a new economic development redevelopment program to help provide some incentives and some funds for new economic and redevelopment in Lake County.
Right. I remember you saying at a meeting recently that, you know, anything you can fix that's already exists, you're going to get a good bang for your buck for that. So it just sounds like you really have many layers on the table right now.
Yeah, that, you know, so HRAs are largely misunderstood. In the larger cities, Duluth and Rochester, St. Cloud, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and so forth, HRAs are really geared towards the Section 8 and the low and moderate income housing. And our role here in Lake County, we definitely check those boxes with our efforts at Lakeview Apartments. And wonderful building, 17 units, all getting remodeled right now. And the people there are very grateful to have a place that isn't high-end market rate because it's very difficult to find a decent rental that
right.
doesn't, you know, cost too much. And so right now, what we're trying to do is expand a little bit more on the rest of what HRAs do here in Lake County, which is the development side. And as I'm finding out here over the last year and a half, almost everywhere we look, from Silver Bay to Finland up to throughout the rural areas, it's experiencing change.
Yeah.
And we're welcoming it from the standpoint that the employers need it, and tourism is growing, and the businesses related to tourism are growing, and it's a lot of fun to try to address it, but the challenges are quite overwhelming at times.
Right. It just seems like they're everyone wants different things at once, and we all want it at once. And I guess one thing I've learned about housing is, you know, nothing happens super quickly when it comes to housing. But you did mention, you know, the types of projects you're working on. I'm just wondering if you have looked at the house on 4th Avenue, and you said, does that mean that's sort of halfway to completion?
Yeah, we still have to put the siding on and do all the interior work, but framing's all done, and it's weather tight right now with the wrap, and we have a crew showing up in about 2 weeks to start finishing the interior, and really looking forward to it. I should let everybody know that project was paid for out of the Lake County Housing Trust Fund, and the goal is to build a house and sell it at cost. Why would the HRA be doing that? When you come to Lake County, it's really difficult to find a house in that $325,000 range. That's a lot of money, but you know, workforce housing means a lot of things to a lot of different people. And when the clinics and the county and the city and North Shore Mining and our major employers are having difficulties having people accept jobs because there just is a lack of housing in that price range. So we're trying to stimulate the economy a little bit by having housing in that $300,000 range that gives a little bit better option to somebody looking for avoiding paying $250,000 for a house that's 80 years old and still needs another $50,000 of repairs.
Right. And I know you've talked before about this trust fund as it's it's money that's being invested, but then it all comes back. It's like a revolving door fund. Is that correct?
Yes. We're very unique in that fashion. And so we had to have approximately $2.5 million in our local housing trust fund. And all the projects that are being earmarked for the housing trust fund have to have some mechanism to pay it back. So that rather than everybody raise their hand to say, we'd like $250,000 over here or $500,000 over here, and that money is spent and gone forever, we're trying to incentivize, similar to this pilot house that's being built, where we spend the money and get the money back so we can do it over and over again, so that housing trust fund can grow and that we have something as a huge community asset long into the future.
Yeah, I think that's just such a great idea. Can you speak a little bit to the area behind Seagog and Two Harbors that was the subject of the meeting recently? It sounds like there have been sort of creative plans about that land. And at the meeting, people are excited about either high-end senior housing or workforce housing, you know, all different ideas. Where does that project stand right now?
So what you're referring to is the old Seagog area that, unfortunately, there is a large portion of property there that went tax forfeit. So the county has the tax forfeited land. And we recently had a meeting between the city and the county to say, should we cooperate on developing a land use plan so that we can all get on the same page on how this community is going to grow in that area and start incentivizing developers to show up and start building homes and whatever else is identified on the land use plan. And it's just a beautiful opportunity. And that really highlights, you know, one of the philosophies, the new philosophies is we absolutely need to get tax forfeited land back into production somehow, some way. So, you know, whether it's a single family build or the larger Seagog development that would be new roads with numerous lots developed, this community needs all of the above.
Yes. And I've heard this many times, but it still confuses me. So I suspect it still confuses listeners. Land that's in the city that is yet owned by the county, but the city also has a stake in what happens there. Is that an accurate statement? Or like the tax forfeit land if something goes tax forfeit in the city of Two Harbors, does that automatically go to the county?
Yes, it does. That's just the process that's set up, and that's throughout the whole state of Minnesota. And so you're absolutely right. We have a vested interest to get on the same page, and that's what the whole point of the meeting was, is let's cooperate to have a vested interest in, you know, what that future looks like for each tax forfeited property and work together to accomplish what we set out to develop.
What you set out to do. And are you feeling hopeful about the ability of city and county to work together?
Okay, so it's a great question. I've been here a year and a half, and I've absolutely loved the interaction between the city and the county. And I think that things are moving forward very nicely. You know, there's always these little issues that come up that maybe is a half step backwards. But you take a look at the housing development, we have to work together on it. And one of the confusing things here is there's also a Two Harbors HRA, which is different than the Lake County HRA that I work for. The Lake County HRA was established in 1984 for all of Lake County to address housing and economic development. The Two Harbors HRA was identified, I believe, right around 1970. I might be off on that number. But they primarily, their role was Bayview Apartments. And so they, too, want to do more than just Bayview Apartments today. And we're working on where their strengths are, where our strengths are, how we can cooperate together. And the most important thing is that Lake County and Two Harbors and all the other communities involved have all the stakeholders working together. Obviously, the saying is we're better together than independently working on each of these things on our own.
Right. That Two Harbors HRA does not have a trust fund the way the county does. Is that right?
Right. And they also don't have a levy to work with. They're primarily funded through a HUD program at Bayview. That building in its entirety is identified as a housing project through HUD. And so that's where their operating budget comes from. and they are responsive to the City of Two Harbors, just like the Lake County HRA is responsive to the Lake County Board.
Right. Right. So for anyone thinking, okay, what project am I going to see next? Do you have a, here's what's lining up at the batting box for projects?
I absolutely do. We developed a work plan for 2025, and we're going to complete the rehab of Lakeview Apartments. There's all new windows ordered, and we're going to complete the exterior staining, and we have three more units that are going to get rehabbed with new fixtures and so forth. That's one project. We're going to complete our pilot house. It should hopefully be ready for sale in May or June.
Yep.
And then we have a development in Two Harbors off of 17th Avenue that we're looking at. We're working with a developer right now on a land use plan, and with this city, and we're looking at anywhere from 4 to 12 units on that property that we would start at some point in 2025, maybe just two of them, but depending on how quickly our pilot house sells to replenish those funds.
Mm. What kind of units are those?
We're still up in the air. We're looking at twin homes, and we're also talking about a couple of single family homes, but it's an exciting development. It's a great piece of property. It's tax forfeited right now. And this is exactly what we want to do is turn our opportunity from tax forfeit into reality here by getting, you know, we're in a housing crisis here, so we can play the role to help and get this thing moving forward.
Yeah. And one quick question. We are close out of time, but I have so many questions for you, Matt. It's really helpful to have all these clear answers. Oh, and now my question has left me now that I made that little preamble. I think we'll have to move on.
Well, that's great. I will also say there's a couple apartments that are looking to be built in town, and we're working on an apartment complex up in Silver Bay and development along Penn Boulevard up there as well. So lots to go on, and I encourage people to reach out to me so I can answer their questions.
Great. Well, thanks so much for being on the radio here. And how can people reach you if they do have a question?
There is a Lake County HRA website, so it's just lakecountyhra.org.
Okay, wonderful. All right, we'll have you again. Thanks so much, Matt.
All right, have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye. That was Matt Johnson, HRA Director for Lake County.